Let's go ahead and jump straight into the blips. Well, guess what? You get a cell tower, and you get a cell tower, and you get a cell tower. If you're a T-Mobile customer with a simple choice plan, you're entitled to your own micro cell tower. This past week, T-Mobile announced that they will be making available a free, with a $25 refundable deposit, mini tower for homes or offices of simple choice customers. These cell spots use a customer's broadband internet connection to deliver fast, strong, consistent signal. While this was previously possible using Wi-Fi calling, T-Mobile cell spots will broadcast not in the 2.4 and 5.8 unlicensed Wi-Fi spectrums, but in T-Mobile spectrum of frequencies, meaning that you can now get full bars in your former dead zone and your calls won't be hostage to an unstable Wi-Fi network.
Microsoft builds a Windows 10 file sharing app with Box. Microsoft and Box are teaming up to deliver an application for Windows 10 that will make file sharing across different Windows devices a lot easier. The app will let users access, manage, and collaborate on their Box content across their Windows 10 PCs and tablets. In addition, users can work on Microsoft Office files directly from the app and get updates on changes with the recently updated Windows Notification Center. This news follows an announcement by rival Dropbox earlier this month, which introduced Dropbox Enterprise, a version of its cloud storage service for large organizations. All the companies hope that their businesses can convince enterprise customers to store more files in the cloud. An October IDG report indicated businesses are still struggling with decisions regarding the adoption of on-premise, hybrid, or cloud-based file transfer technologies. 45% of respondents said they allow the users to store sensitive data in the cloud, 43% still do not, and will not allow the use of cloud-based applications.